Thousands of Syrians have fled into neighboring Turkey to escape the brutal assault by forces of President Bashar al-Assad. Anderson Cooper joining us now from Hatay province, Turkey, just near the Syrian border. Anderson, you've actually had a chance to visit some of the refugee camps. Tell us what the conditions are like at this point.
Well, there are about 23,000 refugees here in Turkey. There's about 70,000 Syrians who have fled Syria over the last 15 months or so since these protests began. Many of them are in Lebanon, some are in Iraq, but about 23,000 are here. And Kira, I mean, the camps are very well run, they're very orderly, they're very clean, and most importantly, they're safe, but it's not home. And just about every person that you talk to here will tell you they want to return to Syria, but they're not willing to do that until the regime of Bashar al-Assad has fallen, and they're doing whatever they can to try to make that happen, continuing to send people in into Syria to take part in the so-called Free Syrian Army.
What are they telling you with regard to what they believe in, don't believe in, what they want, what they expect, even from the United States?
There's certainly a lot of disgust with the reaction by the international community in these refugee camps. That's understandable because there has not been the international support besides rhetoric and words that a lot of these refugees had hoped for. They say about 1,000 people have been killed since this UN ceasefire plan was adopted, but there really hasn't been a ceasefire. And I think there's just a lot of frustration, a lot of disgust, and they kind of wonder, how will anything actually change? You know, at this point, the opposition fighters, the rebel groups who are fighting inside Syria, the so-called Free Syrian Army, they're not strong enough to be able to overthrow the regime. We're seeing an increase in suicide attacks. We just saw some in Damascus the other day. Which is an ominous turn, certainly. But the regime is not strong enough to destroy the opposition. The opposition isn't strong enough to overthrow the regime. So at this point, it's not clear how this is going to end or if it's going to end anytime soon.